From Queensland, this is VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. The text edition is available by contacting Q News at wia.org.au.
Hello, I'm Jeff Emery, VK4ZPP, and I've been thinking. You may remember a few weeks ago I mentioned I was following the Bob Heil Pine Gould project published in January QST. It has been an interesting time sourcing components from various parts of the world, looking for substitutions and finding that some things are rare in the Australian market. The project is making a valve amplitude modulated transmitter, in other words, reviving parts and design from 50 or 60 years ago. Considering that rigs like this were almost the last phase of the thermionic era, as SSB became the standard HF mode and transistors infested equipment, and modularisation of design was becoming a reality, it is no wonder parts are getting difficult to source. Well, that isn't entirely the case, as there has been a resurgence of valve audio amplifiers being used for guitars and audiophile listening. Here's a rub. Because it is now a specialist market, the pricing is at specialist levels also. Remember the saying that a boat is a hole in the water that you throw money into? Well, that seems to apply to replacement parts for this equipment. Certain valves that have standard uses in audio gear have doubled in price and more against the more pedestrian ones used in consumer gear. I've been trying to source a couple of parts used in power supplies, a transformer and a choke. The bits our American cousins call iron. It's amazing that international suppliers with local outlets quote a price for the item and then the same plus some for delivery. My asking on the local news broadcast has resulted in my bringing home the bits that I need, with one catch. They are part of a veteran rig from one of the major manufacturers. I'm reluctant to sacrifice a piece of history that is over 50 years old. And I don't want to simply bodge it up with just tapping off the power I need and risk doing more damage. Whatever one says, there are challenges that face us in our hobby, and sorting them out is part of the fun. I'm Jeff Emery, and that's what I think. How about you?
From Queensland, this has been VK4WIA. And the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. We thank our rebroadcast team and you for listening. And remember, internet text of this news is available by dropping a note to Q News at wia.org.au.